Hey everybody, it's Crazy Uncle. I figured today I was gonna change things up a little bit because I noticed that my previous couple videos were well, yeah, they were deep, but they were also a little depressing. So I figured I'd light things up a little bit. Now, though I can't tell a joke like Terrence Pop or really add on to one and run it like Blake can, and I ain't quite as good as the critical drinker, and I really wish I could rant as good as Razor Fist. Grab yourself a drink and let's talk for a minute. By the way, homemade wine. I'm out of beer at the moment. Learn how to make wine. It's some strong shit. Anyways, I want to talk to you today about especially you younger folks out there, because most of you didn't grow up pre-information age. And what do I mean by that is around 1997, 2002 is when the information age actually began. I remember because 97 was the year I graduated high school. Yes, I'm one old motherfucker. But because of that, you got to realize if you're young, we have a different perspective than you do. We actually have been living through the change of the times from the more industrial to the information age. Even though they both start with eyes, they're not nearly the same. Our industrial shit got moved over to China. Hell, I remember when NAFTA started. And I even knew as a kid that was a bad idea. Everybody knew it was a bad idea. Anyways, I'm going to start off this time. I'm not going to go super deep, but I am going to do a couple Army stories. And these are just kind of to make you laugh. One of my first units that I've ever been to was over in Hawaii. Now, if you've ever seen Hawaii, you know that they have the Naval Radar Station. It looks like these giant golf balls on the side of a hill. Well, we climb up this hill. We're the last company to start going up this hill, and it was a mind fuck. You know, you go up, and you think, oh, you reach the top, and then it turns and goes up again, then it turns and goes up again. Oh, mind fuck from hell. Especially in the middle of the night. Well, my gunner was just worthless. Just worthless. This guy was falling out two steps in. So my swallower comes up, takes the 240. Heavy machine gun, takes it from him, slams at my chest, says, run up this hill, catch up with everybody. We end up being the first company to actually get to the top. Everybody else kept stopping or falling out, minus our one guy. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And they looked at me, because I must have looked ragged, because they're like, are you going to pass out on us? I'm like, I don't know. Well, we end up bedding down, and it's noisy like this one, so you can't smoke, and you try not to talk at all. And it's Hawaii, so all you need is literally a poncho liner, which is one of the greatest pieces of military equipment ever created. If you don't believe me, ask the popster out there. He'll explain that one for you. Anyways, as punishment for this guy being basically such a worthless piece of shit, he had to do hour on, hour off as roving guard then, which worked good for me. That just meant I didn't have to wake up. And we're all very quiet. We're all just... you could hear a mouse fart. It was so quiet. And we hear the other guard on with him go, dude, what the hell happened? And all we hear is, man, I don't know, but I was sucking hard when I got to the balls. We were literally right next to that Navy radar station, if you haven't put two and two together yet. Fuck noise discipline. We had the first sergeant come over and tell us to shut up, but we couldn't stop laughing. When we told him why, he was chuckling as he walked away. I bring this up because the infantry guy like me, you gotta realize, weird shit happens all the time. All the time. You know, dangerous stuff does happen, but just weird stuff. Well, case in point, we're deployed over, that was my first tour in Iraq. And they were doing the whole, they didn't want to call somebody a Blue Falcon. If you don't know what that is, again, watch the popster. He'll explain that one. And instead of doing that, you hear, caw-caw, caw-caw. Well, they've been doing that for like 3 days. It's annoying the hell out of me. And we finally get done with our shift. It's like 2 in the morning. We're about to bed down. And just as I lay down, or I'm about to, one of the guys looks at this other guy and goes, caw-caw, caw-caw. I try to keep a straight face, and I think we've established that cacao, cacao, and tookie, tookie don't work. You ever hit a joke, even if you can't tell a joke, you just happen to hit the timing, the delivery, everything was perfect? That was one of those times. So if you're one of those guys who can't tell a joke, don't worry, you will be able to tell one eventually. Just don't try to force it, okay? Because that's going to screw your ass up. All right, now. Another funny army story for you. I was greener in grass at this point, at my very first unit. We're going to the Mount City, MOUT, Movement on Urban Terrain. And we're the Op 4, the opposing force. So our job was to cause all sorts of holy hell for them. To this day, I still don't know how my squad leader at that point was able to time everything so we could get in. But he did. He got us all in. We got to the roof where the guard was, the roving guard. We freaking hogtied his ass on the roof. We snuck in. And we spent probably a good 2 hours just roving the place, taking weapons away, pulling gear, stealing MRE. Yes, just we didn't have any. We'd been out and we couldn't get a resupply. Which, by the way, is fairly common in the infantry. But we can get into that. And we're going around, and this is when inking, is what they used to call it. Inking was normal. And what that is you take one of the Sharpies, because they were brand new at the time, and you put it across the neck, preferably in red. You can't do this anymore. Don't even try, okay? You will get an Article 15 for that, because most of those are indelible ink, and one, it's not professional, and two, you can't even get a tattoo on your neck at any time during your career without getting most likely drummed out. So, we did all that sort of shit, but the worst thing any of us did was we found their RTO, their radio telephone operator, passed out just like this. Literally face on the desk, radio in his ear. They must unplug the hand mic because they Z'd out all the radios and stole his green book with all the codes for the entirety of the battalion we were going against, which was not my battalion. We were just extras because my battalion was actually deployed when I got there. This was prior to us going to Iraq. Well, all of a sudden, I hear somebody go, "Evac, evac, evac, evac." We're like, "Oh, shit." All I knew is that man, get the hell out. And we run, and we jump over this line grass, and we're just listening. I'm like, "What's going on?" It's like, "Well, the sun's coming up. We got to get out of here." I'm like, "Okay." So I get ready to go. I grab my bags that we had stationed out there. And it's, "Oh, no. We're going to stay right here. Enjoy the MREs." We're sitting there eating, and all we hear is, "What the fuck is this going on?" Oh, just screaming. And all sorts of pandemonium. Come to find out that, what was it, Sergeant Major, their battalion Sergeant Major, their company commander, and their first sergeant had all either had something swiped or been inked a little bit on their neck. We couldn't even see who they were because they were wrapped up pretty good. The sounds of these idiots running around and screaming at each other was enough that made me just about shoot an MRE out my nose. I was laughing so hard. And yes, we infantry guys can be very vindictive. Now, same unit, later on. This is when I got my actual squad. We're going along and we're looking for the Op 4. If you've never been to Hawaii, I'll let you know that over there, they have what they call lion grass. It grows really tall, and it's really, really hard to walk through. And if anybody's watching, they'll see you coming through that crap. It's very obvious. So we're going up these trails. And we've been going for about 2 days, so I'm a little tired. And I smell mint. Now, any of you over there that are watching, you're like, Yeah, that's right. If you, especially if you're in the Northeast, you grab usually the young leaves that are on top, and you roll them up, you put them in your lip, you crush them in there, and you suck on it. It's almost like chewing gum. It's not going to give you the same high as nicotine by any stretch of the imagination, but it will work to keep you awake. Well, I start slowing down. I'm doing this. My teammate is right behind me. He's like, what the fuck you doing? So I'm looking for mint. Mint? What for? Stay awake. Mint doesn't grow around here. I'm like, what? And all I hear from him is, and next thing I know, he's got me by the scruff of the neck and my gear, and he's dragging me backwards. I'm just, falling backwards. We go to the AAR afterwards, the after action review, and they actually ask my company, you know, who was it who noticed the ambush? I'm like, what ambush? What the hell are you talking about? Well, you guys walked in, immediately walked out. We were trying to get the squad leader. And I have to say it this way, but the team leader I had was pretty shitty. Like, I can go into that later. But it's like, we smelled mint real strong, so I knew something was up. Next thing we hear is, and loud, too. And we hear headgear hit the ground. What the hell was going on? Apparently, that scout team had us freaking dead to rights. Me and that team leader, but nobody else. They were waiting for everybody else. And the fact that one guy had wintergreen dip in. Guys, you gotta watch these vices. Another field exercise, we followed a platoon for like 2.5-3 days. Because one of the gunners was a dipper, and he was either the gunner or the AG. One of them was a dipper, the other one was in the sunflower seeds, which had just started coming out in a big way. So we literally would look around and say, oh, they probably bed down here. Oh, yep, we found it. Sunflower seeds and the chaw's there, so the gun was facing this way. So, oh, hold on. Get on the radio. Hey, they're probably in grid, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Next thing we know, blanks are going off 5 minutes later. Yeah, that one, when they found out about it, that started a brawl afterwards, you know, the weekend after we got back. I've been yammering for about 10 minutes, so I'll just let you in on some fun ones, all right? And this is, I believe, Pop calls them Wango Tango, you know, the trouble with the ladies. Or does that one have a specific read? Whatever. Again, still Hawaii. I'm trying to keep it regional on that. I go out to the clubs, you know, back when clubs were a thing. Because cell phones were still in their infancy and Tinder wasn't a thing yet. Neither was Instagrammy or all the other ones. The closest we had was MySpace. Yeah, I'm that old. Anyways, I take this one lady, or pick her up. We go back to her place on Pearl Harbor, which I thought was kind of weird, but I'm like, yeah, whatever. We had did our stuff and I had not... We had literally just finished. Well, she finished several times because I always give the 10 dick. But I hadn't even pulled out. And she actually goes, wow, my husband never fucks me like that. If the blood wasn't already out of my face to go somewhere else... I'm sure I went 6 levels of pale. And just freaked. You're married? What the hell's wrong? And she didn't think anything was wrong with it. She was actually yelling at me for being an asshole. I'm like, what the hell? I mean, shit like this happens. Anyway, I've been talking for too long anyway, so I'll let you go. This is the Crazy Uncle. I'm out.